You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 Hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 Hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, welcome back again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem Back is here in our studio in the West Island, and Stephen, of course, in Studio West, Beaconsfield. Steve, how you doing today?
Doing good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing all right, and, you know, I see the leaves falling around me, and, you know, we're passing through another autumn season, and just at the beginning of this autumn season, where the leaves were just beginning to change on the 87 Highway, we were driving down to beautiful Long Branch, New Jersey, and it reminded me of the great time we had when we went to the Ocean Place Resort, and plenty to eat, too.
Oh, yes, good food at Joe and Maggie's Bistro and the revitalization, the renaissance of Long Branch.
Oh, definitely. It's a place that they're actively, even today, you can see they're building, they're restoring, they're making it nice and clean and new. We had a good time. The Ocean Place Resort and Spa was right. In fact, you are. It has its own private beach. We were up on one of the top floors, and we had a good time soaking in the hot tub and enjoying some of the treatments available there.
You can go in the indoor pool, full range of spa facilities, and just step right inside your door, and you're on the boardwalk, you're on the beach, and people are fishing on the waterfront at this time of year. Fish come right close to shore. And right next door, opening up in the springtime, is a whole new development of stores, shops, restaurants, part of the whole rebuilding of what was once, at the turn of the century, the place to vacation in America.
Well, it's going to be once again, for sure, if they have their way. You're within eyeshot of New York City. From the top floor of the Ocean Place Resort and Spa, we actually could see the skyline of Manhattan, which was neat, and you saw the lights in the distance at night. And quite fittingly, of course, one of the streets coming off Ocean Boulevard was a street called Broadway, which leads right into the heart of Long Branch, New Jersey, which is leading to Joe and Maggie's Bistro for a really nice, relaxing, and delicious evening out.
Oh, yes. It's one of those places that captures the heart of the community, but it's you could be really in the downtown core of any major metropolitan center. The quality of the food, the quality of the service, the ambiance, it's really right there in the New Jersey shore.
Well, the interesting thing, of course, about Joe and Maggie's Bistro is how involved they are with the community. At the time, of course, we were visiting. Joe was there to welcome us, and we were hoping to have the mayor of Long Branch with us on the air that day. Unfortunately, he had a personal family matter to attend to. But at the time, we met Joe. He welcomed us. We had ourselves our meal. And you can have almost anything at Joe and Maggie's Bistro. They cover the waterfront as far as available kinds of dishes. Of course, I had my usual onion soup and steak.
Oh, yeah, as soon as you saw it on the menu, you faxed the order in.
Well, yeah, that's the nice thing about being a predictable soul. Yeah. But, you know, like I said last week, I'm a carnivore. We got to have our beef.
And that we try to do every time we have a chance to sample the cuisine.
What was your favorite thing? Now, you were, this is not your first time at Joe and Maggie's Bistro. You went there a year ago with Vic, right?
Yes, I went there last year with Vic as well. And nothing really has changed. The attention to detail, the quality standards, right up there amongst the best.
And the wait staff was quite pleasant and fun, too. So it makes for an entire, it's a nice ambiance.
That's certainly true. Because you go to the New Jersey shore and you think maybe they're just like hot dog stands or a place to get fast food, and that's fine for families, and you can have a lunch, have a hot dog, grab a burger, go back and sit by the ocean. But at nighttime, you want to relax, and the atmosphere is there.
Yeah, we did partake of one of the hot dog stands that was there. But the most important thing, of course, some people, they want to have a nice sit-down meal. Now, the bistro is interesting because you can drive up to it. There's plenty of parking in the back, almost like a little, it's a sort of a shared parking lot among a lot of the little shops in downtown Long Branch. Well, downtown, it's kind of a way of saying it. It's just where a lot of the buildings are. And what I found was interesting is the rail line to New York City is still working. You can actually take
New Jersey
the train
Transit.
There.
You can be down downtown Newark and downtown Manhattan in just a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm. And from the parking lot, and I think you can even walk there from the train station. It's
probably around a 10-minute walk you can get there from the train station, yep.
So you actually get there, you stroll down, and you can walk in the back or the front and get into Joe and Maggie's Bistro. You know, from a bistro, it would conjure up images to me of little round tables and a darkened atmosphere. But these are actually full restaurant-sized tables. But it is a kind of a nice, elegant ambiance, I would say. It's not overly fancy, but it's not quite roadhouse either.
No, because you get that impression initially from the name, oh boy, you're going to be, you know, the European, you have the European flavor, but you don't have that European attitude.
Right. And I guess it's like a small Italian restaurant kind of a feel to it, I would say.
I have that combination of Italian, French, sort of, it's a combination menu. And cuisine.
They're great. Of course, Joe and Maggie are great chefs, and it reflects very well on the food that they have. And, you know, when the mayor of Long Branch eats there, you got to know it's got to be good.
And many visitors from Manhattan, they make Joe and Maggie's Bistro their place year after year, visit after visit, part of their New Jersey Shore itinerary.
Now, among the other things, they also have a huge selection of wines. I also saw they have a cellar.
And oh, yeah, so, a big wine cellar there.
So, of course, we don't participate. Me, the big non-drinker, so I know about as much as wine about, you know, I want to go to Florida. But still, for the person who has the palate for it, they're going to be in luck. They're going to be in a place where they can really enjoy some of the finest wines available.
Oh, yes, and make that special addition to your Jersey Shore vacation. It's really the closest public beach access to Manhattan, less than an hour by train and around half an hour by high-speed ferry.
It's about halfway down New Jersey. I mean, if you're going to go all the way down New Jersey towards Wildwood, halfway there is where you'll end up going to get to Long Branch, in fact. And so you're actually going to get to this place. It's easy to get up. There was a sign that they put on the that they wanted to put on the highway that says if you're going to Long Branch, you'd be there already.
Yeah, for the people who are going further down the shore to Cape May and Wildwood, and they would say, hey, don't let us sit in the traffic. We'd be right there. And the beach is, you know, uncrowded, unspoiled. You don't have all the mega high-rises clustering along the beach. Even the new developments they're putting up are townhouses and apartment buildings. These are not going to be bringing in the busload after busload of screaming kids.
Yeah, well, thank God for that. I mean, you can actually have yourself a nice quiet stay there. And even when they have conventions and the Ocean Place Resort and Spa, they do weddings. So there were, what, three weddings on one day and two on the other day during the time that we stayed there. And, you know, save from the big impulse of running through the place going, don't do it, man, for the love of all things holy. We managed to keep ourselves away from that. But
there's enough public space at the Ocean Place that you don't feel confined or constrained just because they have a large group attending a function, a sales meeting, a convention. They have their own meetings area and breakout space, and they can use the beach itself and the boardwalk for some of those outdoor functions, a barbecue on the beach or team building exercises, what have you.
You can be as active or as relaxed as you want to be when you go to the Ocean Place Resort and Spa. And I noticed that even yourself, you took a nice stroll up and down the beach, as is your custom whenever, you know, we go to the Atlantic coast. And you've done that also when we went to Hawaii and also when we went to Los Angeles on the Pacific coast. So either way, it's a relaxing place. And Joe and Maggie's Bistro is a nice evening out. You can go there and, you know, you really don't want to eat your meal too fast when you get there, but you don't drag it out either.
No, it's spend a good 2 hours. Start off with the appetizer, have some soup. You can have a sandwich, too, maybe, to go with the soup. But, no, you have the...
that would be the Icelandic guests, right? Soup and sandwich.
Soup and sandwich. But, no, you have the choice seafood, steak, pasta dishes, excellent crab cakes.
Mm. Yeah, that's actually one of your favorites, is the crab cakes.
Oh, very tasty. And that menu that you can go many times during your visit, and you will always find something different.
Steve, we're going to be taking a break here. We got about 8 seconds before we're going to sign off, and we're going to be back talking more about Long Branch, New Jersey. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Once again, I like to hear that tune. This tune is called Summer's Here, but I'm going to keep it on all through winter because it makes me feel warm and reminds me of all the great things that we did over the summer, Steve.
Yes, a lot of memories through the summer and a lot of good trips coming up over the coming weeks. Pocono Mountains, the Inn at Essex, New England Culinary Institute, and then into the month of January, February, future trips ahead.
We got some seriously interesting topics that are coming up for sure, because we got some great partners that work with it here and work with us here over at the Travel World Radio Show. Among other things, we've got interest from. I went to the Travel Trade Show in Montreal recently, and Beatrix Franco, who's with Burson Marsteller, she's working with the Mexico Tourist Board. So we've got some great Mexico things coming up too.
Yes, the different PR agencies that are working on things to promote themselves. Mexico doing a big push over the coming year to heighten awareness of their proximity to the United States and Canadian market as a easily accessible and safe destination.
Well, one of the interesting things, though, I mean, they've been doing a really fantastic job of it, too. I remember a bunch of years ago, Steve, we were at a meeting with the Mexico Tourist Board, and the guy was mentioning that they're trying to bring expectations in line with reality, which will result in people having a good experience when they go there.
And they come home with the experience and share that with their friends. I remember when I was in Mexico City in 2001 at the Four Seasons, the sales director at the Four Seasons said, you have to visit the pyramids north of town, Teotihuacan. And he arranged for a driver, took me up there. He really added to the awareness and enjoyment of the trip to open my eyes to something that I would not maybe have at first glance even no one was there, and to this day I remember it. I remember the attention to service and detail at the Four Seasons because those people went out of their way.
Well, that's when you know people are serious about tourism. You know, they don't view people as, okay, you're number 43, you're number 47, and it's not quite that way. It's people welcoming guests and showing them around their hometown, and that's what I enjoy particularly. When the people from, like you said, when you experienced that in Mexico, you knew good and well. You felt welcomed, you felt at home, and you certainly wanted to return.
Well, also the Hacienda Cocoyoc, around an hour south of Mexico City, talking about spas and resort atmosphere. And I remember even long before my trip, some corporate clients had gone to do an installation in the area, and they'd been referred to the hotel. And I remember, as soon as they checked out, they sent me my travel agency commission check by Federal Express. They sent me a press kit. They said, anytime you're in the area, please visit our hotel. And I remembered that. And, of course, when I was in the area, I did pay them a visit. And I was not disappointed. But here was a property going out of its way to encourage business, to encourage repeat visitors, to encourage word of mouth. And, hey, it's paying off for them with record occupancy.
Well, that's an important lesson, of course, for any kind of a tourism destination or anybody who's serious about tourism at all. A lot of it rests in the management. They have, you know, some people have the belief of if you build it, they will come, as popularized in a movie not too long ago. But there's a missing element. You got to publicize it. Not just publicize it, you got to manage your publicity well.
And you have to make your property stand out. There are competitors out there. People have a choice of destinations where they will spend their dollars for a vacation or for a business trip. They have a choice of properties when they go to a destination. Even if they have to visit City A for a meeting or to visit a customer, there are maybe 20, 30 hotels all bragging about the direct dial telephones and the complimentary color TV. Which one will stand out and get their business?
I mean, over 15 years ago when you and I were doing this for the first time, we always had this particular joke. Okay, here, property tour of a hotel, bed, table, chair, hanging lamp, Spectrovision. Boy, another hotel room, exactly the same as every other one we ever saw. Or when we said, which car rental company, you know, a Red Corsica is a Red Corsica. So for me, I don't know if you're with me on this one, Steve, but one of the things that most differentiates one place from another is the people.
Oh, most certainly. And that this is where we talk all quite often about the Comfort Inn in St. Johnsbury, number one Comfort Inn in the world. And you think, Comfort Inn, what makes it special? And in that case, it is the people.
Yeah, we get that really warm reception every time we walk in. These days, it's like, and when you come back, I mean, they met us only one time in their lives over a weekend, which is neat, and they remembered us when we came back. You know, how you doing? And also they do the other pleasant touches, too. I mean, how many places you check in, they're going to give you a nice warm chocolate chip cookie as you're checking in. I mean, it's nothing. It's a nothing to do, but it's from a guest's point of view, you feel, wow, this is kind of cool.
It is the welcome factor, and it is making that property stand out from the multitude of others. What are they doing differently to make themselves unique and by offering something that very, very minimal cost can make it an experience that people will discuss.
I mean, to make a place where people can sleep is easy enough because it's an attainable goal. It happens all over the world. But, I mean, as you and I joked, this particular place had a banner. They won the gold award. We said, yeah, it was the Morty Gold Award. But in reality, they have, for 2 years in a row, they won the best franchise in the Choice Hotels chain, which was the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury, Vermont. And other places that add that personal touch that make it that much more pleasant to stay there. For instance, Inn at the Common, Jim Lamberti. When he left the place he was before, now this new place, and he took, basically a small bed and breakfast in the middle of almost the smallest town in Vermont, Craftsbury Common, and he turned it into one of the most welcoming destinations that I have ever been to. And you know it. You'll know when you're enjoying it, when you're sitting there in the middle of their living room while there's a fire going and there's a few other guests around you and you happen to be watching something interesting on the TV, or you're just sitting around and meeting and making friends with the other guests. And that all comes from the personal welcoming that both Jim and Judy put into it. Once again, we're talking about the people that make the difference.
The people, the ownership on site. We saw that this year. We went up to the Lanaudière region, northeast of Montreal, Aubert sur la Falaise,
yep,
where Marty and his father were there. 100% on site. They're sitting in the lobby. They're talking to their guests. They're responding to the guest needs. What are you interested in doing? What can we do to make your stay more enjoyable? It's not some pension fund or numbered real estate investment trust that hires some intern from the hotel school and sits behind the desk. These properties stand out because of on-site personal attention.
That particular example of Ursula Valles, the interesting thing is Marty is the guy who's actually doing most of the day-to-day running of it, and his father's now sitting back in blissful retirement. Of course, that's a nice thing when you're grandpa and you're retired. You can actually sit there and truly enjoy everything because, you know, when the son gets in a bit of trouble, he'll just sit there and smile and say, well, I wonder how you're going to get yourself out of this one. But even the best thing is the guy truly enjoys conversing with the guests. He's not intrusive, but he spoke with them when we were talking to him. And I'll never forget the stories because when we travel, it's the people that we remember. And I remember we were recounting the story of Henri and Pierre.
Oh, yeah, Henri.
Because we know this restaurant, Pierre Duquette's place for ribs, and his friend Henry, and of course Henry got kicked out of a ribs restaurant, which is kind of interesting. And all we ever
Pretty
see
hard
is
to do.
Pierre going, out! And the guy, of course, over at Auberge La Falaise, he sure enjoyed that story, because every time he saw us, he says, maybe he's going to say exactly that to you. But again, it's a people thing. When we went out and we went to the Belgian restaurant, when we were taken on the tour, the bison farm, even Frederick Barat from the Tourism Lanaudière, all added that personal touch. And that's what really makes the difference. Heck, we had Mayor Gerald Tremblay from Montreal. The thing that made those shows so pleasant was, you know, you saw a little bit of humanity in people. You get to the fact that you're actually talking to a human being living in the same world and observing all the same thing and sharing the enjoyment. And that's what we particularly enjoy about the destinations that we travel.
Well, it is the enjoyment. And to get past the facade of the political, or to get past the facade of the corporate PR person and have them connect on a one-to-one basis.
Yeah, you touched on the word corporate, which, it, again, the facade of this is the formula that we have in the book, and this is the same thing that we're told to say, so what I'm telling you is not necessarily sincere, it's just the script they tell me to read. This is also why Travel World itself has no scripts in fact, scripts are verboten. Why? Because we want it to come across as sincere. If you're actually talking from the heart, it's you talking. And that's what we really want to hear. We want to hear people expressing their honest opinions.
Well, too often, that whole corporate mentality will dictate why we cannot do something, rather than saying, yes, we will see what we can do to be able to assist you.
You know, and people can pick up on that. When you're being sincere with people, or when you're at a place and people are getting the idea that you are sincerely welcome, that they want you to be there, you really feel at home. And that's really the honest goal of all travel.
And of course, it's one of those rare things that these days when somebody actually does come up with the correct answer to the airline when they're calculating a fare. Or
got to take a break right now.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, of course. Stephen Pickford in Studio West Beaconsfield. And Steve, we got a nice scary topic with us today, something that absolutely terrifies me. And it's kind of appropriate for this kind of a weekend. Steve, we're going to be talking about sharks.
Yes, and going diving with the sharks, which is something that one can do.
So, we got our special guest online.
Yes, well, Lawrence Groth is from the Great White Adventure Season, and that's upon us now. Actually, they're signing up people for 2005, and he joins us this morning on Travel World to tell us about a little bit more about how one can go about diving with the sharks.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, welcome to Travel World. So, now, diving with sharks, I know we joked a little bit about it last week when we were talking about Barbados and one guy who was swinging off of the Jolly Roger, swimming in a scene straight out of Jaws. Sharks terrify the living heck out of me. I mean, I saw the Crocodile Hunter, and it's about as close as I ever want to come to anything with teeth. So can you tell me a bit more about your adventures?
Well, they're absolutely educational. If you come with the fear of sharks, you leave with the respect for sharks.
I respect them plenty. But I'm still terrified of them. Tell me a bit more.
Well, you know, we have two locations. We take people cage diving with great white sharks. Out of San Francisco, we go to the Farallon Islands. And out of San Diego, California, we go to Guadalupe Island in Mexico.
So you're in a cage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. So at least there's some kind of safety.
So, like I said, we have a lot of respect for great white sharks. And at the Farallon Islands, these are one-day trips.
Okay.
It's really easy. Anybody can do this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a two-hour boat ride from the bay to the Farallon Islands. It's pretty close. And out there we find very large, mature white sharks that go to these islands every fall to hunt northern elephant seals.
The sharks hunt elephant seals or the people hunt elephant seals?
Sharks hunt elephant seals.
Okay, no, I just
white sharks are endothermic, or they're warm-blooded.
Okay.
And so when they're very large and they're mature, they do these long trans-Pacific migrations.
Uh-huh.
So they're very fuel-efficient, and they're very fuel-picky. They're very prey-specific. They want to eat large and high-fat, high-calorie meals.
Oh,
and
boy.
So they choose the northern elephant seal. It has a very high fat content.
Yeah, yummy. nice lunch is what I want to eat.
But they find those animals at the Farallons, and so every year in the fall,
yeah,
starting in early September and all the way through into January, they come and go to the islands there and feeding on these animals. And we go there to see them, and we see them quite regularly.
So now, how big are these sharks? I just see these giant teeth in front of me.
Well, white sharks are born live, and they're about 4 feet long, and they can grow up to 20 or 21 feet, the largest recorded.
Oh boy!
Officially recorded white shark was 21 feet long.
And how big is their jaw?
Well, they could probably swallow you whole when they get to be that size.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, they're an apex predator. They're
okay.
Very, very important part of our environment. They keep the seal population in check. That's their job. That's what they do.
Yeah, the balance of nature.
Exactly. And so, as they, you know, of course, when they're first born, they're not capable of attacking and eating these seals, so they naturally feed on other fish until they mature into these larger sharks that are able to, you know, attack their normal prey.
Okay, so I guess the old lesson from Finding Nemo, fish are our friends, not food, doesn't quite apply.
So down at Guadalupe Island, down in Mexico, in warmer, clearer waters, we find juvenile and sub-adult white sharks.
Okay.
And they average size down there is about 10 to 12 feet. But we've seen very small ones from, you know, 5 feet all the way up to about 16 feet there. Where at the Farallon Islands, they start at about 14 feet and go all the way up to their maximum size.
Now, how many sharks in a, would you call them a school of sharks, a large
sharks,
group?
White sharks aren't really known for their, you know, for schooling in that, but there's lots of theories about their behavior. There's so much unknown about white sharks because they've never been studied, and they just only recently have one in captivity here in California. But I do believe they may hunt in packs, like
okay.
Wolf.
Okay.
But for the most part, you know, when one shark makes a kill, doesn't necessarily mean that the shark's going to eat the meal. The largest shark in the area will feed first.
Okay, so they do have a social structure.
They definitely have social structure.
And now, do you actually see them hunt and make kills while you're in this cage, or is it just swimming along and you just see them fly by?
Well, what we do is at the Farallon Islands, we don't use any bioattractants or chum.
Okay.
You know, it's like any other kind of fishing. Sometimes you use a bait and sometimes you use a lure.
Right.
We use a lure at the Farallon. So we put the cage, we go to the area where we know the sharks are most likely to be, right outside the hollowed areas where all the seals are.
Mm-hmm.
Anchor the vessel there, put the cage in the water, put people in the cage, and then we put decoys or lures out in the water that look like seals. They float out behind the boat on lines, and we reel them back towards the cage, and the sharks come up to investigate. Sometimes they come up to attack the decoys right in front of the cage.
Okay.
So but just being out there on the island during the day, you will see sharks trying to attack or hopefully sometimes successfully attack a seal, and then we get to go and watch them consume that.
Devouring their seal.
Yeah.
So you don't actually take the guy who's the most terrified and tell him, here, hold this package while we're underwater. And then he's wondering why all the sharks are heading towards him. That's actually something.
Well, we've been doing this for 6 years now. We have very many happy clients and that come back every year. Or, you know, they've been to the Farallons with us and then gone to the Guadalupe with us. And so we have perfect safety record for all our passengers as well as our staff.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I think that it's the kind of thing that if you have one of these maniacal fears like I do, you might end up a lot more educated in the end. And
if it wasn't created by Hollywood, it would have to have been that fear would have to have been created in you by some experience of your own.
Oh yeah, might cost you an arm and a leg to find out, but quite literally. And I'd rather that not be the case. Speaking of that kind of thing, though, now what do these tours actually cost? How does one go about booking such a tour?
Okay, we have two different tours. The day trips are $775 per person per day.
Okay.
We only take 8 divers per trip.
Okay.
And we have a very narrow season. It's only 9 weeks, mid-September through mid-November. That is the peak of the peak of the peak of the peak of the season.
Okay.
And doing that, we've maintained a 90% success rate the last 3 years.
Well, success insofar as how? Seeing a
encountering
shark?
Encountering a white shark. One or more white sharks.
Seeing, not capturing.
So encountering.
Okay, encountering, and okay.
Seeing, observing.
Okay.
At least one white shark.
Gee whiz, that's...
You see anywhere from 0 to 12 white sharks in one day.
Okay, so you could actually be in there and wait a while for a shark to come by then.
Sure.
Okay, this I didn't know. And this is why you have the bioattractants for the sharks.
Well, we don't use bioattractants at the Farallon Islands. We only use decoys.
Right, yeah.
Or down at Guadalupe, we do use a chum mixture of ground up fish and blood and things like that.
Because
these are, like I mentioned earlier, these are, at Guadalupe, they're juvenile and sub-adult white sharks that aren't really eating seals yet. They're still eating fish in that. So.
Yeah, that's why you would need to put in that kind of a lure.
Right.
So now, how do people go about booking a tour like this?
Well, you can just do it right on our website. Which is greatwhiteadventures.com, and you can book yourself online, or you can call us at 510-814-8256 and speak to two very nice girls, Cindy or Cheryl, and they'll be happy to book you guys in.
So then Cindy or Cheryl will book you guys in. Give out the website and the telephone number once again.
Okay, it's www.greatwhiteadventures.com.
Greatwhiteadventures.com. So, and then, of course, the phone number would be
510-814-8256.
Okay, and that's how you would get hold of greatwhiteadventures.com to encounter sharks. Now, what would be a typical day? You go out, it's a day trip, right?
That's correct. We leave from Emeryville, which is across the bay from San Francisco.
Okay.
Just on the opposite end of the Oakland-San Francisco Bay Bridge.
Okay.
So you get a really nice sunrise cruise across the bay, right past Alcatraz and underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And then from the Golden Gate Bridge out, it's about an hour and 20 minutes from the bridge to the islands. We're crossing the Gulf of the Farallons, where we see humpback whales or dolphins, porpoises, and lots of other marine life.
Mm-hmm.
And you arrive at the islands, you know, about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And we spend at least 8 hours, sometimes longer, at the islands, depending on the activity and the weather.
Now, are meals and stuff furnished?
Everything's included. All you have to do is show up on the boat with your diving gear, and that's the stuff that fits your body specifically. You just need a wetsuit, hood, boots, gloves, and a mask. That's it.
Okay, so you got to get your own diving gear. Do you don't have any rentals or available? Let's say a person like me who's never done this before was interested in trying something like that.
Well, you don't need to be certified to go cage diving with us.
Okay.
Because we use surface-supplied air. We're not actually scuba diving using self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Okay.
You don't need to be certified, and there are several dive shops here in San Francisco Bay Area that service all our clients.
Okay, so, but do they provide rentals, or do you have to purchase?
Yeah, they well, you guys could rent equipment from these other dive shops that support our people.
Okay, so this is what you do. You'd rent the equipment, and then you'd go to your particular location.
Correct.
And then you'd book it. Now, what time of the day would they start out?
We leave at 6 a.m.
Okay, so it's a full day adventure, and you'd have to be there at least by 6, so you'd probably do your rentals the day before.
Correct.
Okay, we're going to take a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We're going to continue with Great White Adventures, talking a little bit more about sharks and a close encounter.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs, from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite once again with Willem Backus in studio and Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield. Steve, what do you think about all the shark adventures?
Oh, it sounds very interesting. I know that if I wasn't so scared and I'm drifted off water, not of the sharks. I think it's water that scares me more than the sharks.
Well, I mean, you take the shark out of water, and then it wouldn't scare you so much. It'd be a real fish out of water story for both of you.
Oh, yeah. That would be like Neil Drabkin's visit. Oh, that's a different type of shark, right?
Yeah, that's going swimming with lawyers. Yeah, that's what I want to ask you, Lawrence. You're not swimming with lawyers, right?
Well, actually, quite a few of our clients have been attorneys and lawyers, sure.
And that's where the sharks give them a wide berth, right? Professional courtesy?
Yeah, I guess so.
So if you're on your,
their place.
This is the kind of thing you could do if you're planning a trip to the San Francisco Bay Area then.
If you were coming between mid-September and mid-November, that would be so.
Yeah, and in fact, this is your peak season that we're in right now.
Correct.
Now, yeah, go ahead, Steve.
They also have the February 12th to 21st, a trip to Socorro Island, Mexico.
That's correct. We go down there to see giant mantas, and in February, that's when the humpback whales are at Socorro Island.
So you actually see both the humpback whales and the mantas?
Yes.
Now, the thing about the... No, that's manta rays, right?
Mm-hmm.
The manta rays. Now, those things scare the bejeebers out of me. Now, they're not the same as the stingrays that we saw in Hawaii, are they, Steve?
No, these are, according to the press release, the friendliest manta rays ever experienced.
Oh, this... Okay, Lawrence, you're going to have to tell me about this.
Okay, well, manta rays are plankton feeders. They just swim out throughout all the oceans feeding on plankton. So they don't eat people. They've never eaten people. But the ones particularly at Socorro like people to ride them and pet them. They're very, very affectionate animals.
You can ride and pet a manta?
Yes.
That scares me.
Okay, well, you need to learn some more stuff here.
Yeah, okay, teach me.
Okay, well, come on a trip and... We'll make that happen.
Well, that can be arranged. I could probably bring some people
out. Very gentle creatures. They're very beautiful. They just literally fly through the water. They can jump out of the water quite a great distance through the air.
Jump out of the water?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you're scared of them, going near the water is not a good plan. But
it's a shame you feel that way. You're absolutely wrong in
I realize that I'm probably wrong in feeling that way, but that I'm just echoing the sentiments of maybe some people just as scaredy cat like me. But the point of having you on is that I know that there's things that I need to learn. What you're telling me is that with education and actually seeing them up close, you probably feel differently.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, now... Yeah, that's me, exactly. That's Bob, our operator, who's inserting sound effects that echo my internal feelings. So, now, how would a person like me overcome my fear of doing something like this?
Well, the best way to go is to go and do it. But I must tell you that these animals, the white shark, the manta ray, the humpback whale, all these animals have more to fear from us than we have from them.
Well, this is true. I mean, especially humpback whale. We know this... just whales in general
all sharks.
Really? Sharks too?
Absolutely. We are slaughtering them like there's no tomorrow, and they are going to be gone before we know it.
Sharks too? I didn't know sharks were on the endangered species. Are they an endangered species?
Why do
species?
We have to wait till they're on the endangered species before we even want to talk about it?
Well, you're right about...
They're finning them and cutting their fins off and making soup out of them in Asia at such a rate that they're going to be gone within 10 years.
Well, you're right about that.
80% of the shark population on the planet is gone.
You kidding me?
No one's talking about that. Everyone's still scared of them because of Hollywood.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I count myself among the people who still have that Hollywood-generated fear.
Although
I'm willing to overcome that with learning a bit more about it. And you're right, you do make a good point. Why do we have to wait till they are on the endangered species list before we do anything about it?
And because they aren't a cute, cuddly type of species, they don't get the positive press where everyone just rallies around them and says, save them, save them, save them.
Yeah, save the shark. But
they're just a very, very important part of our entire environment on this planet. If they're gone, it's going to be all over for everybody.
Well, I hope not that bad, but it is actually a sad thing when you see some of these creatures hunted into extinction. It's just not right.
When and the seal population explodes, and they eat all the fish until they're out of fish to feed themselves, and then they die off of starvation. The ocean is empty.
Well, let me ask you a natural extension of one of the notions that you put forward. You're talking about the mantas being affectionate and wanting people to ride them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you actually, can you tell them apart in the sense of, can you say, I know this manta, they know us?
Absolutely.
Really? So you actually see...
They have different color patterns.
Do you actually recognize some of them? Say that's an old friend returning?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's something that's interesting to see, because it almost becomes like a pet or a friend.
My expertise is white sharks. I have probably 30 or 40 white sharks on a list that I can look back at pictures and say, I know this one. I know several of them very well.
Uh-huh.
But we have an ID catalog of all the sharks that we've been able to document specifically certain ways, patterns on their skin. Actually, the easiest way is scars and mutilations, pieces of their fin missing,
uh-huh,
marks, scars, things like that. It's really easy to identify them.
That's from, of course, encounters and fights in the water with other sea creatures, or would that be encounters with man?
Well, white sharks, just in mating, the male has to hang on to the female, and the only thing he has to hang on with is his teeth.
I guess so, yeah. But
yeah, but there is combat. There's territorial combat.
Right.
Things like that they do, They have a rough life. They're actually the greatest survivors, not only the greatest the predators.
Right, yeah, that's
incredible,
true.
Animal.
It's very interesting, the whole notion, of course, befriending them. Have you managed to make friends with certain sharks? Do they recognize you and you can actually come a bit closer to them and they'll be all right with you there?
I would say yes to, there's just a few white sharks that I swim outside the cage with, but I wouldn't consider friends. I wouldn't bring them down to my level.
No, way above me. Friendly, I mean, in the sense of they know you're not there to hurt them, and then they mean you no harm.
They all have different dispositions and personalities.
Yeah.
Some sharks are very, very laid back and very, very cool, very easy to be with. And other sharks are more excited and more, aggressive.
So actually, if you approach this all with a really open mind, overcoming the initial fear and that I had going into this, you probably can find yourself in a very educational trip, and you might end up making, learning a lot more and
absolutely
learning the personalities of some of these animals.
Absolutely.
Well, the company is called Great White Adventures. Their website, greatwhiteadventures.com. Lawrence, can you give out the phone number one more time?
Area code 510-814-8256.
Well, Lawrence, thanks for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show and giving me a new education, a new appreciation of mantas, sharks, and humpback whales. When you're planning a trip to the San Francisco Bay Area, be sure to check them out.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World.
Glad you could be with us. And, of course, adventures and getting out there and learning something new, hey, all part of the travel experience.
You betcha. All right, Steve, that's music signals the end of Travel World once more. I don't know where the hour goes. We seem to let this time fly by while we're here.
Oh, because we're having a great time.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point of travel, meeting people, learning new things. And coming up, we got ourselves a trip to the Poconos in 2 weeks. Caesar's Poconos.
The Roman Tower Suites at the Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort.
Oh, I can't wait. That's, it's been, almost 5 years since we've been there?
Yes, it was right at the end of CIQC's tenure.
Good Lord, it was 5 years since we've been to the Pocono Palace. It's sort of a honeymoon resort there, and we'll see if you can go down in the smoke-mobile while...
yes.
You gotta have maybe have a diesel truck in front of you piping in the exhaust fumes. And
maybe I could get one of those dive helmets and my own personal oxygen supply shipped in from California.
So, Roman Tower Suites. The Caesars Pocono Palace has their own mini putt. They have a golf course and a lot of entertainment facilities indoors. So,
why did they even have karaoke some nights of the week?
You got to be kidding me. Well, maybe we'll encounter that too. And next week, of course, Steve, what do we got lined up?
Cynthia Fodor will be joining us, talking about one of her recent weekend getaways.
Well, that'll be awfully interesting. Good to hear from Cynthia. Maybe we'll get an update as to how her son Jake is doing. Well, it's the end of another hour. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And Bob is looking for the mic.
Bob's looking for the buttons.
Okay, happy traveling, everybody. Stay listening.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.